doing a scrimmage tomorrow at be here at 5, we're scrimmaging 5:15.
Soccer coach Scott Brann Erickson is standing in the middle of about 35 teenagers at a recent practice. They're stretching in a circle on the field. The coach begins with some announcements.
Thursday they're having kite night. So
but then he starts to talk about something else, aggression.
What problems can be caused if you're too aggressive in a game?
You might get mad if you get, like, say if you foul someone, you might get too mad.
Yeah. What problems can be caused if you're too aggressive outside of a game?
You can hit someone.
Jail.
You go to jail?
Brann Erickson and his team call these choose respect lessons. They're based off of the Coaching Boys Into Men playbook.
The general philosophy of it is if you can communicate with, make contact with, educate a group of young men when they're high school age, and they can set an example for their peers, you can really reach a lot more people with a message that domestic violence is not appropriate.
We all have times when we get frustrated or angry, but we shouldn't let that make us violent or abusive. Somebody fouls us, if we go and we kick them or we punch them, we're the one that's going to get...
The discussion lasts about 10 minutes, and then they begin practice. Brann Erickson started the Coaching Boys Into Men lessons last season. Some of his players say they were confused at first. Here's senior Sam Ortiz.
As a teenage boy, I was a little bit skeptical at first, getting guys to sit down for, 15 minutes during a practice and talk about their feelings and serious stuff. Skeptical, but we work out pretty good, actually. So.
At K-High, the boys' soccer, baseball, and basketball teams are using the Coaching Boys Into Men lessons. The basketball coach, Eric Stockhausen, was one of the first coaches in the state to try the program.
Everybody realizes we're going outside, right? We're going to keep same teams as yesterday, so when we get stretched...
He also teaches PE at the high school. 4 years ago, Stockhausen was one of four Alaska coaches to learn Coaching Boys Into Men. He decided to take it on when he got a call from Diane Gubitayo at Women in Safe Homes. Here's her pitch.
I think it's an awesome idea. First of all, your coaches are natural mentors, natural role models for young men. And not only that, but young men on these teams, these varsity athletic teams, they have a special status in the school. People look up to them. Whether or not they deserve it, I've said this to them, whether or not they deserve it, people in the community look up to you and give you special attention and special regard.
Let's help them understand their potential to be positive role models for other students, she says. The argument worked for Stockhausen. He's been using CBIM, as he calls it, for the past 4 years. One of the most concrete things he's learned, think before you talk.
That person throws like a girl or teasing somebody and calling them princess or something, those words seem harmless or seem innocuous, but if a young lady is the object of the sarcasm or negativity with how they throw or whatever, that's going to undermine their self-confidence, possibly.
Some of the soccer players said they learned similar lessons. This is sophomore Kenny Johnson.
I mean, even like saying something that you think of as a joke, some people will take seriously, but most of the time they don't let you know that. So you really gotta think about what you're saying, how it can affect people in a negative way.
The players, coaches, and Diane Gubitayo all say Coaching Boys Into Men has made a difference. Coach Stockhausen says it's helped them focus on becoming better men, not just winning games. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.